In 1884, a young painter named Georges Seurat began sitting under a tree on a small island in the Seine, not far from Paris, and making sketches. The masterpiece that emerged from those sketches is the subject of an exhibit that opens tomorrow at the Art Institute of Chicago. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
The painting is called A Sunday on La Grande Jatte. That's the name of the island. Parisians at leisure, 48 of them, on an afternoon sunny enough that some women have opened their parasols. 48 people still as statues. Also, 8 boats for sailing, rowing, or steaming, 3 dogs, and a monkey. A pretty woman in profile, big bustle on her long skirt, a flower on her hat, seems to be walking the monkey. It's on a leash. It's a very quiet painting. But to Georges Seurat, it was a manifesto.
This is a turning point in the history of art.
Douglas Druick and Gloria Groom curated the Art Institute show.
He's 26 years, when he does.
Yeah. And it's seen and it's recognized as sort of the death knell of Impressionism, that this is the end of something and the beginning of something new.
Which is why they baptize it new Impressionism.
A critic of the day called it pointillism, which sounds like points of paint on the tip of a brush applied dot by dot, color by color. But no. Pointe is French for stitch, and the critic thought the canvas looked like a tapestry, color woven over every one of its 82 by 121 inches. It's a big picture. Color in short dabs and dashes and strokes and tickles.
So there's an incredible variety to the overall texture.
So it's not just da-da-da. I mean, wasn't that the Morse code of painters?
Well, I think that's part of the myth that's grown up around him. Compared to the Impressionists, he seems more, and he is more, in a way, rational, considered.
Douglas Druick says Seurat's goal was to remake Impressionism.
He was not interested in capturing the transient moment, the moment in time. He was trying to make an art that, on one hand, was contemporary, but it was an art for all time. It was timeless. And he says that he wants to make pictures in which modern people appear like figures in antique friezes. It's a very self-conscious decision to absorb the lessons of Impressionism and basically subvert it and remake it.
Thank you so much. That explains so much to me. I love to look at his painting, but they always look a little dead to me and lifeless.
For me, they're more timeless and dreamlike. The figures in the Grande Jatte are, in a way, almost toy-like and doll-like in the way they stand rather rigidly, and they may be seen in pairs, but they don't necessarily commute psychologically with each other. But I think that, in a way, is what creates, certainly in the Grande Jatte, this haunting quality.
The Art Institute exhibit is called Seurat and the Making of La Grande Jatte. It's a highly focused show about this one painting. Visitors, and you must visit Chicago for it, the exhibit will not travel, visitors can see Seurat's earliest works, plus work he was looking at by other artists. Rembrandt's black crayon drawings fascinated him, so did Delacroix's vivid reds. Then you get to Seurat's fastidious, meticulous trial-and-error preparations for La Grande Jatte. On one canvas, just the island itself, trees, sloping lawn, river in the background, but no parasols, no top hats, no bustles, right, no monkey. Curator Douglas Druick says the cast of characters would come later. This landscape shows Seurat, the director.
The Grande Jatte is a stage, and he keeps moving people around and pairing them up with different people until he gets the overall composition that he wants to achieve.
Onto this stage set, director Georges Seurat will cue his cast. But first, he makes dozens of oil sketches of the actors. Curator Gloria Groom has a theory about how Seurat used these small canvases.
Our thinking is they're all the same size. They're this kind of 6-inch by 9-inch, almost like flashcards, which he can hold up and test out these different kinds of figures and who's going to make it to the cut and who gets rejected early on and who gets pushed into the background, who gets brought forward.
This show is a curator's dream. The Art Institute of Chicago owns the painting. They got to X-ray a Sunday on La Grande Jatte and discovered how Seurat made changes as he went along. The monkey started out as a dog, for instance. They brought in a color scientist to help demonstrate what the picture looked like when Seurat first showed it in 1886. Then his zinc yellow paint was bright. Over the years, it's darkened to a pale khaki. And curators got to go over every inch of the work again and again and again, discovering new delights, just like visitors.
What is this? Is this a little butterfly here?
It's a little butterfly, and I think it's a great example of the artist's wit, because it's a butterfly that, in a way, is stuck on the surface of the canvas, frozen like everything else in the picture. The Impressionists would have had the butterflies all aflutter, and this butterfly is just stuck there.
As are they all, really.
As are they all.
It's hot up here. It's hot and it's monotonous.
In his 1984 musical Sunday in the Park with George, composer Stephen Sondheim imagined George Seurat making this painting. Curator Douglas Druick thinks Sondheim did with his music what Seurat did with Impressionism.
He took something that was wonderful, he paid homage to it, and he made it into something else.
I hate these people.
It's hot up here. I love up here.
5 years after he finished A Sunday on La Grande Jatte, George Seurat died of diphtheria. He was just 31 years old. He died knowing that his groundbreaking work had already been seen in 3 different exhibitions. Today, his vision of people on an island in the Seine defines, on canvas, a wonderful Sunday afternoon. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
See Seurat for yourself at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.